News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. I'm Carl Bott. Good morning, 7:05 on June the 21st. 530-605-4567 is our number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And good morning, gosh, Sun Golden, Craig, Angel, already jumping in the chat room. Hop in the chat room. And, of course, I'm joined here by Savannah. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. You got the weather today?
I do have the weather. Currently, it is 66 degrees, and it looks like the high today is going to be near 88 with north winds 7 to 13 miles per hour. Looks like tonight's going to be a low around 63 degrees, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend, but it's going to get pretty hot to about 94 degrees.
Okay, and the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards out there. Last night, of course, was pizza night. Then great meals, great ambiance. What can I say except it's just a great place to eat. Give them a call, 474-5546. And as we do every morning, let's start off with our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are looking to snap their losing streak from yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, positive 64 points at 14,823. The S&P 500 is up 7 points at 1596, and the NASDAQ Composite is positive fractionally at 30,365. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 11 cents at 1278, General Electric positive 34 cents trading at 2359, Pfizer up 41 cents at $29.05. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo positive 61 cents at 79.5. Pacific Gas and Electric up a quarter at 43.84. AT&T positive 19 cents, trading at 34.54. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.39%. For commodities, gold is up $7.30 an ounce at $1,292. Silver down a penny at 19, and crude oil off 13 cents, trading at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. And you can visit them down on Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 530-243-7561. It's volatile out there, and if you've been looking at Wall Street lately, people are trying to figure out what's going on, interest rates going up. Give the people at Wells Fargo a call. Call Susan or Chris or Kathy or Josh, any of those. 243-7561. They'll help you out. Okay, we've got a full day today, starting with our, starting with some comments. We want to talk about what's happening to Redding City Council and this land swap. What do you think about this land swap? Also, we want to talk about, guess what? There are people that have broken the permitting and fees and laws here in Shasta County. And for once, it's not in Selma. Nope, it's happening up to Lakehead. And we want to talk a little bit about that. Iasco, Sky West, we want to talk about the – oh, is your doors open? Are your doors open? Are you ready? They're getting ready to release 10,000 more prisoners. All of this – will be after the break. As soon as we get to the break here. Okay, we're not going to take a break right here. We've got people on the line. Okay, Savannah, we need to take a break. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses? Whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun, Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is getting ready for a wedding tomorrow. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Espresso Joe's got great coffee, great, you know, wines there. They've got almost everything you want. They walk next door for the lowest tobacco prices in town and the best humidor in the North State. The finest walk-in humidor, maybe even all of California. Who knows? Right there at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, before we start off, let's go to the phones. Don, good morning. You got us early.
Good morning. You know,
welcome home.
I hate to tell you this, Carl, but the rumor going around town is that the weather has changed so severely Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday because of your show Outside the Wire.
Oh, well, I tell you what, today, Outside the Wire, we've got a guy coming in. He's going to talk about the supernatural events in, and down in Tikal in Guatemala and these other, these searches he's been on. And it's, I mean, it's really out there. And this guy is, internationally known, what can I say, a ghost hunter? He's going to be on today.
Well, you don't have a ghost of a chance with this weather thing because it's your fault because of that program.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm glad to hear that you're back in town.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You have a good day.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Don. Okay. In case you haven't figured it out by that sound in the background, but we've got Haven Humane here and our pet of the week. Hey, Spencer, good morning. What do we have here?
Well, this morning I brought about a 1.5-year-old hound mix named Houndini, kind of like Houdini, but Houndini. You know, I brought her this morning because for the last 2 weeks, she's been in our Camp Love a Pet program. She has had a girl named Jenna work with her for the past 2 weeks, teaching her basic obedience. When the girl first started working with her, this dog didn't know anything. She didn't know sit. She didn't know down. She had no manners on a leash. She was just out of control. After these 2 weeks, this dog has a huge improvement now. The dog now knows how to sit. She pulls mildly on a leash, which is a big improvement from what she was when we first got her. And she even knows how to lay down. So she has really, really improved her overall behavior and training just in 2 weeks' time.
Okay, so let's describe Houndini here. She's about what?
I would say she's about 40 to 50 pounds.
Yeah, something like that. And she's got that hound lean look, very alert,
with the
very
big droopy ears.
Yeah, droopy. And she just comes up, licks your hand. And while Spencer was sitting in the chair, this 40-pound, 50-pound hound, which is a long dog, and somehow managed to climb up into the chair and sit in your lap.
She snuck up there. You watched her one paw at a time.
One paw, and then the second paw, and then all of a sudden the third, the back leg went in there, and you knew she was going for the full, sit in the lap. Look, which she did. Okay, now how can people come out and take a look at Houndini? And I tell you what a cute dog.
Well, they could come down to the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653. I'll also be sending you a picture this morning, so they could go to your website and view a picture of her, or they could go to Haven's website as well, havenhumane.org.
Okay, now what is she graded for?
She is rated for kids 5 and older, which is really, really good for a larger dog. Most of them that I've been bringing in here have been rated for kids 8 and older, just because, you know, they can easily knock over a small child.
And this one is just an alert, a friendly dog. And if you want a dog that sits in your lap,
This is the one,
but also what looks like needs a little yard, so because she's got energy.
She does have some energy, and you know, I love this dog because she's just so happy to meet everybody. We went for a walk on the Sundial Bridge this morning, and she thought every person that passed her by was there to say hi to her.
Well, it is. Everybody out there is a friend for Houndini. Okay, Spencer, okay, the number one more time.
Is 241-1653.
All right. Okay, we're batting 100% here, everybody. Let's go out. Let's make sure Houndini finds a great home.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Okay. All right. Now, yesterday at the city council, land deal. Should we swap 80 acres out there, or should we swap our 14.5 acres down there by the river where Turtle Bay is for 80 acres out there by REU? And I got a real interesting email from somebody that did a lot of background. Well, it was from Charles. And Charles says, you know, that it appears what people were saying is this 80 acres is landlocked. So there's going to have to be some, work done that way. And what are we going to do with the 80 acres? Well, this came out last night. You know, the trade is that, the 80 acres could be used for a shooting range, because they've got to move the shooting range, or they want to move the shooting range for the police, because it's like within the neighborhood. And that's one thing. Or it could be a solar farm. Now, we do need that alternative power. That's probably maybe not a bad idea either, but how much is that going to cost us? When we talk about, what's going to happen in the next year or two, and you can't help but listen, when I have Gary Cadd and Kurt Starman on here talking about $300 million in unfunded liabilities, we need money. Because it could go up next year, and the year after that, and the year after that. I mean, we're talking about taking, 80 cents out of every dollar in the budget goes to pay for salaries, health care, retirement. I mean, where are you going to get the money to fix the roads? Well, you're not, unless one or two things happens. The economy takes way off, which, of course, it won't. Or we tax. Oh, well, anyway, so here's the trade. Now, the other thing, too, is during this, a threat was made by the unions. And you can call it something else. I mean, I know Andrew Marath. He's a nice guy. But what he said was, when you start talking about this, was about the litigation. A labor leader thinks the dialogue and the negotiations have turned into a war on prevailing wages. Andrew Meredith, who's a spokesman for the Northern California Building and Construction Trades Council, said, "I can tell you with 100% certainty that California state building trades will not stand idly by while organizations declare war on the prevailing wage law. It won't happen. If the city of Redding aligns themselves with organizations that go to war with prevailing wage, they're going to understand the ramifications of those decisions." Boom! That's a threat. Andrew Meredith and the union said, you want to do this? Fine. We're going to take you to court. Now, I personally kind of like a, you know, a little scuffle now and then, but, decided, the city council decided to move forward on the, on taking a look at this to keep moving forward with it. It was a 3-2 vote. Rick Bassetti, Francie Sullivan, and Missy MacArthur voted yes. Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd voted no. They're saying is that we're going to need money. Why don't we just sell it? Take the money. Pay off, help pay off the, debt we're going to have. On the other hand, 25 years of Turtle Bay here, if trading the land and it's fair. Now here's the bottom line. Is it fair to the people of Redding? And if it's fair, then we ought to take a real good look at this before we just automatically say no. We'll be right back after these messages.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 66 degrees out there, going up into the 90s today. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Big, we got a lot of stuff in the chat room going right now about Obamacare, the insurance plans and all that. It is 7:23 in the morning. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff can give you a guarantee that other shops don't ever come close to. If you, we have, he can repair anything from a small chip up to cracks over 24 inches in length. Head on down to 3208 Market Street in Redding or give him a call at 241-8373. Get your windshield fixed. He's also got secrets about what happens during the summer when you do certain things. What can happen to your windshield when you think you're taking care of it? Yeah. All right. I can't wait. Federal judges yesterday ordered the state of California to release 10,000 more prisoners. 10,000 more prisoners by the end of this year. Yeah, this year. This year that's going to be over in like 6 months. Yeah, 10,000. Now, 6 months, 10,000. 15, what is that? 1,200 prisoners a month. Poof! Out of the prisons. Now, Brown's fighting it. No, no, we can't do that. Even though the judge has been telling him for years, get rid of these people, get them out of the prisons, because, my gosh, these poor felons aren't getting the health care, and they're not getting the personal space they need. Well, you all know how I feel about that. $1,000 a month per prisoner. We're spending $47,000 or maybe $50,000 a year on prisoners. $1,000 a month on their health care. How many of you are spending $1,000 a month in your healthcare? What if you had a healthcare plan that you paid? Hey, this is it. I'm going to pay $1,000 a month for a healthcare plan. I mean, how much healthcare can you get out of that? Lots, right? Well, if you're a prisoner, yeah, it's all free. And you get, you know, it's okay. You're in prison, but still $50,000 a year. Now in Texas, it's $23,000 a year they spend per prisoner. I wonder why. Think it has anything to do with how they're treated, or is it more into salaries, retirement funds, pension plans, and health care? Oh, it could be. Anyway, 10,000 more, unless they put a stay on this. Now, what kind of impact is that going to have on us right here in Shasta County? Well, you don't know, because we don't know how many of that, who's the 10,000 are going to select. Now, if you know when they selected for, in the first group of selecting them to turn them loose, that they tried to get the non-sexual, non-violent, non-something in here. So now they've got to come up with another 10,000. Which ones are these going to be? Are these just going to be your housebreaker enters, your carjackers, it was manslaughter, but he was drunk, so it wasn't like he's a bad guy. Those kind of people? It's going to be the next layer of the next layer of bad guys are going to be coming out. So, if you haven't gotten that security system in, you may want to do that. And if you haven't gotten that little dog, it's head on down to Haven Humane. Say, I want a dog that barks, because that keeps bad guys, that can help keep bad guys away. And then next week we're going to set up, we've got a show on security systems for your house, and your home, and how to keep yourself safe, including everything from, lights to, cameras to film that goes over your windows that you can shoot through it. You can hit it with a hammer and you're not going to get through your window with this film on it. And you can see out and they can't see in. So these are kind of things. This is going to be in fact, a week from today. We're going to have a show on security for your home and what you can do and what's out there that can help protect your home. Okay, now, moving on from that, if you can actually believe that. The people building the bridge in Lakehead, this group, they're the ones that are doing the high-speed rail, too. It seems like they've gone astray in the sense is that they violated county codes by grading without a permit. Where have we heard this before? You know what? People should call this company, this multi-million-dollar company, and just say, look, just pay the grading permit. Just pay it. Don't say no. Don't ignore them, because they turn loose the inspectors of Shasta County. They don't know what they've gotten into. They obviously don't read the papers that we in Shasta County are very non-forgiving. We are out. We will get that fee. We will get that permit fee. And then they start... what they say is, Caltrans is in the middle of this too. And Caltrans goes, well, nobody told us. Well, it appears that we knew about the violations back in 2012. And they posted notice a couple times. They've just been ignored by the Tutor Perini company. And they never got a response from these guys. I don't know what their story's going to be. Well, the one thing we know is that, we're stretched pretty thin. That's because all the inspectors are out there on Anselmo's property, walking around, checking the streams, checking the walls out there. Anyway, so Caltrans is getting involved in this. Bill Chappelle saying, hey, come on, if you're going to build, let's have a permit. All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. We've got a lot of other things happening. 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking EDC. We're going to talk about all these new jobs that are coming into town. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Fox Business Network stocks are on the rise as traders regroup following the biggest drop of the year. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 40 points. Meanwhile, the Man of Steel dominated theaters in China on its opening day, taking in 80% of the country's box office yesterday. The movie raked in more than $5.8 million. A successful run for the film bodes well for future Superman and Justice League franchise movies in China. And the idea of saving up for a rainy day might be drying up. According to a new survey by CashNet USA, 46% of Americans have less than $800 stashed away to cover emergency expenses. The silver lining? Millennials, the 80 million young people born between 1980 and 2000 and known to be facing high unemployment and debt, might finally be giving their parents a break. Only 37% of those under age 30 said they'd ask their family for help. That's down from 54% last year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater sizzles with this year's Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center's Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's star performers include Dr. Richard Malachi, family practice physician, Scott Lewis of Placer Title, Aaron Rader of Rader Excavating, Natalie Putnam from Sun Oaks Tennis and Fitness, retired broadcast executive Dee Domke, and Michelle Nystrom of O2 Staffing. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. 244-0118, extension 202. Join in the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Free Fire Media, Cheryl Bombauer, Teamwork HR and O2 Staffing, Apex Technology, Reading Bank of Commerce, Alaska Financial Company, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Reading Rancheria. Vote early for your favorite dancer at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org.
Howdy, baseball fans. Nate Abarea here, your Reading Colt 45s broadcaster. Tune in to Saturday Night Baseball right here on KCNR 1460. We'll bring you all the action from Tiger Field starting at 7, as this week the Colt 45s take on the Northwest Stars. So if you can't make it out to the ballpark this Saturday night, join us right here on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Reading Colt 45s.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, 7:34 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for a wedding here tomorrow. Not ours. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know, I've got a number of things going on here, but a lot of talk in the chat room about Obamacare and the insurance and the exchange. If you got comments about that, let's talk about that a little bit. Let me stick this one in here right now. But Obamacare, I just saw is that it could be in severe problem, have severe trouble because of young people. Why is that? Gosh, you know, everybody, the young people are for it. Well, the young people are for it, except right now, the average, according to the Pew Research, is that the average young person, you know, in their 20s, pays about $864 a year in health care. You know, because they're young. That's why. I mean, young people don't get sick. They don't, you know, they may get injured, but they don't get sick. And so they don't spend a lot of money on health care. Under the Obamacare plan, when they join these exchanges, they can pay up to $5,500 a year. So there's a difference between $800-something a year and $5,000 a year. Now, to make this work, the young people have to go, the younger Americans have to go and join these things. They have to join an exchange. They have to buy insurance. And if they don't, they're in trouble. The other thing where the Obamacare plan is, and let me know what you think about it. Do you think Obamacare can work? Do you think it can work the way it's said right now? Can it work if, you know, or is it going to take a major change in people's feelings, people's responsibilities to sign up to embrace Obamacare to make it work? Or do you think Obamacare is going to fail? The other parts on this with Obamacare is that we've had three major insurance carriers just get out of the market in California. There's only like not even half of the, maybe half of the states are building exchanges. Half aren't. Most of them won't be ready. And something like, close to 70% of the people in the United States don't realize that come January 1st, they don't buy insurance, they're lawbreakers. Oh yeah. Cause you can be fined. Why do you think they're hiring the other 76,000 insurance agents, IRS agents? Yeah. It's to go after you. It's to go after you and to make sure that they can punish you for not buying insurance. All right. Now, the other thing on that is the IRS. Well, it's just, you know, this is a sidebar right here, but IRS is paying out, what is it? $70 million in bonuses? Come on. Bonuses? Oh no, but see, it's in their union contracts. They have to get bonuses. Well, $70 million? And Obama spending $100 million on a safari to Africa? Come on. $170 million. How about going to Wounded Warriors? How about finding the backlog in the VA of 1,245,000 veterans? What about using that money for that, Mr. Obama, Commander in Chief? Let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Carl. This Obamacare thing just has me out of my head because I just don't understand how people, especially in California, are allowing this should just happen. Kaiser, who Obamacare sought, you know, their advice when he was building this thing, Kaiser Permanente bid the highest rates in Southern California, according to the LA Times, and they did that because they didn't want the overwhelming influx of the uninsured and the low-income patients to overwhelm their system. And you're seeing three other major companies pulling out because of the same reason. And it just blows me away that Kaiser, who was the big supporter of this healthcare move, are raising their premiums so that they don't have to take on the burden of what's going to happen. And they're going to be adding 5 million people to the rolls. And it just blows me away that the taxpayers, the young kids who, you know, they're staying on their parents' health insurance till they're 26. They're voting for this type of thing to occur, and they just don't see the overwhelming cost to that's going to burden their own families. I just get so frustrated with
the only way this is going to work. The only way this is going to work is everybody has to buy into this. And if it doesn't, it's going to fail. So when it fails, what happens then? Oh, the government's going to step in and we're going to have single payer. That's where it's going to.
It is going to that. And you know, a small part of the aspect of this healthcare is that when someone changes insurance, that they'll be covered for 3 months. And, the burden to the taxpayer will be when they're covered for the 3 months, the first month is covered by the hospital if they're uninsured. The next 2 months, the second and third month, will be covered by the taxpayers. And when asked, wait a minute, why should this burden be put on the taxpayers, the officials with the health care say that it is simply people will be responsible, and that simply is not going to happen. Well, it is going to happen. We already know it's going to happen. But anyway, that's just my rant regarding this health care, and it just
do you feel better?
I think taxpayers are just in for it.
We are. And you know, and anytime you start talking about this, there is no way that we're not going to end up picking up more of the tab. Why do you think, you know, everybody talks and talks about, oh, look, it must have been working in Sweden and Europe and England and this. Well, you know what? Why it works? And ask them if it works, first of all. Go there to England and Canada and ask them how well it works. They're paying 65%, 65 cents out of every dollar at minimum goes to taxes. That's the only way that you can support a government like this is to pay more and more and more. But then again, we knew that because the word redistribution fell from the lips of our president several times. And we knew what we were getting into. So what did they expect? Now the only thing you can do is fight it. And
well, the other thing too, they will be also encouraging people to vote. So their charge in getting the 5 million into California exchanges, they will also be bringing 5 million voters to the rolls.
Well,
and and whether or not they're legal or illegal, the bottom line is that there's no way to verify who they are, and it will be an interesting few years ahead of us.
It's going to be. I can't wait to see what happens. Hey, Ruth, thanks so much for the phone call.
You bet.
We got to take a break here. Obamacare. There's parts of Obamacare that actually are pretty good. You know, I say, you know, parts, you know, like, pre-existing conditions. If you lose your job and you go to another place, why should the insurance companies be able to, keep you from being, you know, treated because it wasn't your fault you lost your job and blah, blah, blah. And there's some other things too, but there's so much of it that is so bad. And the more we find out, the scarier it gets. And now the young people are being told, guess what? You're going to be carrying the nation on your backs. We'll be right back.
Play high-stakes Indian Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dub in the summer on Sunday, June 30th. Regular games pay $500. Pay for $25, electronic $55. We are the only place in town to offer a free breakfast buffet with your bingo buy-in. Every last Sunday of the month, over 100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. Play in our 30-game marathon on June 30th. For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river. Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit. Offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, pimp cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done. This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This week, we welcome back Sam and Kate Call, the American business couple who were captured by Al-Qaeda in Libya before they miraculously escaped. They've got plenty more to share that you won't hear in the mainstream media. If you missed last Sunday's interview, catch it on our archive, then listen live this week for part two. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, you know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach. This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. That's right, a staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Houseboats, ski boats, jet skis. They've got a deal to fit any budget. Come on out. Have a great time. Relax out there on the lake. Enjoy it while you can. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Good people. The boats are absolutely pristine. 238-2383. 530-238-2383. Or check out their website, lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor. I like those people out there. Dancing with the Stars is this weekend. And it's going to be here, of course, on the 22nd, 2013. Hey, our thoughts and prayers go out with to Dee Domke. Dee is down in San Francisco. She's fine, and she's taking care of her wonderfully nice husband. He's having a couple of health things. So, but the rest, everybody else, the Dancing with the Stars is going on. So if you haven't got a ticket yet, check out the Cascade Theater or call 244-0118, extension 202 for more information. I tell you what, it's a great cause that's going on there. I had a story the other day about that woman that had been murdered by her husband, and he killed the two kids, and he's still gone. He's still missing. She'd gone to the women's refuge, and they are so crowded in there. They could get her in there, but she felt like, oh no, I need more personal space. Well, and then she went back home. They've got, I'm not going to say how many homes they have, but it's not a lot. And, there's always a place for another home where you could put women, men and women, because it's men are also treated there at, or also helped there at the refuge. So it's the kind of thing that it's going to be, the Family Justice Center and the Women's Refuge, of course, are going to be, they've merged, but they're going to be merging with a new name this weekend, so you can find out about that. A lot of other things that are happening out there. Transparency in government. I remember earlier this week we talked about how the Democrats in Sacramento decided to take transparency out of government by saying is that they defunded a plan that would allow you when you, to go in and look for public records. These are public records. You put a request in. Hey, I'd like to see the public records for this. Well, what they did is they defunded the bill that pays for that so that it did away with any type of transparency. Not that there's transparency anyway, because there are a bunch of, obstructionists in many ways down there. And it's Democrats because Democrats control the House, the Assembly, the Senate, and of course the governor and almost every elected spot in the state of California, which tells you which way we're going and how good we're doing. So anything that comes out of this, it's a Democrat thing. So they made a deal though to find out a way to, all right, the press. And I tell you what, if it hadn't been the press, they would have just done it. And so that now that money's back in. So when you put in a, when you put in for a request for information about things that are happening in the public, that you can actually maybe get a piece of paper, and they have to explain why if they don't. Before, they didn't. It just never fails. It never fails to amaze me at the things that come out of there. It really doesn't. The 10,000 prisoners coming out. Let's go back to that for a second. 10,000 prisoners coming out to, on our streets. And if you look at, you know, Shasta County has a little bit larger percentage because we put people into jail. How many does that mean for coming back to us? Does that mean like 400, 300, 300, 400, you know, trying to find that out, having programs where we're trying to help people, but it doesn't help and it doesn't work if you've got so many that even if you try to keep the bad ones as the worst ones in jail and you turn others loose, when you get another inundation of people coming in here with, and here's the problem, they come in with little money, no resources, most of them don't have families, so they come in here, you put them into a hotel for a week and that's it. What are they going to do? They're going to fall back on everything they learned and everything they know and what they learned in jail. So are we going to be experiencing another rise in crime when the next group comes out? We're going to talk to Chief Belletti about that here soon and the sheriff when he comes back. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Hi, this is Jana from Vintner Cellar in downtown Reading. I'm proud to announce that our ever so popular Christmas in July sale is right around the corner. Stop by and find out more about winemaking with your friends and how to save during our annual sale. The sale comes only once a year and will end on July 31st. I would also like to invite you and your friends to join us for our upcoming wine tour to award-winning DeCaro Cellars and Wild Card Brewery. This tour will be held on June 29th and usually sells out fast, so call today to reserve your seats. Finally, I would like to announce that our beautiful tasting room is now available for your next event. Birthday parties, girls' night out, business meetings, reunions, or just because. Call today to reserve your next party. Call 222-WINE or email us at info@222wine.com to find out more details. There are so many reasons to gather with friends and cheers at Vintner Cellar. Hope to see you soon.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, good morning. 7:53 in the morning. It's 68 degrees, going up in the 90 today. This weekend, looks like we're going to be running into some rain on Sunday and Monday, which is kind of good. That helps everything. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. It's got an in-store deli at Orchard Nutrition and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products right there. The North State's nutrition experts, Orchard Nutrition, they're there in the Cypress Square shopping center in the back there on 221 Locust Street right there in Redding. Give them a call at 530-244-9141. If you haven't been in there, if you haven't been in there for a while, get back in there. The people are extremely knowledgeable and they want to help you. That's Orchard Nutrition. How'd you like to have Savannah? How would you like to have the best job in the world?
I would love to have the best job in the world, even though I think I kind of do right now.
You know what? You really saved yourself on that one. You really saved yourself on that one, Savannah, when you said, "Hi."
Wait, I'm talking to my boss.
No, there's an Australia, they give away the best job in the world. They give a person for 6 months, they get to pick their job title, and this one guy, and then they give them $31,000, they fly them all over the world, they get to go to different things. This one guy from California won this one, and his title is Funster, official Funster. So he gets to go to all of these events like Mardi Gras and any festivals that are going on. He gets to go there and be there and talk about it, and he gets paid for this. I don't even know if he even has to talk about it. He just has to go to them. Is that a fun job?
That sounds fun to
you
me.
You could be wildlife caretaker, so you can just sit out there and do what you want. You can be, scuba diver. I don't know. But this is Australian tourism goes out. I kind of like to do that. I could get a job like that. Hey, sitting out here in our offices is a smoker, cooker, broiler made by, of course, Estate Granite. And it's for next Saturday. They're having a gathering of eagles. When they're talking about a group of people getting together for, We the People and Sovereign Minds, it's going to be a great event next Saturday out at Wind River. The tickets can be bought at Jones Fort and a few other places. We'll give you the phone numbers here. But what happens is there's going to be a number of raffles there, including a lot of guns. There's going to be great speeches. There's going to be people talking. There's going to be dinner, the whole shooting match out there for a very reasonable price. But we have a little more information about that. That's going to be next Saturday, and we're going on the 29th, not the 22nd, but the 29th. We're going to be talking about it next week. But this smoker is absolutely fabulous. This was made for KCNR for us, and we're going to donate that so they can raffle it off during this great event here a week from tomorrow. This thing smokes, you can use it as a smoker or as a barbecue. Come on and take a look at it. We'll put a photo of it online so you can take a look at that. But that's going to be on the raffle right there, or an auction out there at this event. All right. With just a few minutes left before Friday, I want to talk about something. We got back from Albuquerque this week, and my daughter calls me, and she is just in a high hover. She's in a, we talk about weird things. We came back and we saw this thing where a man had stabbed his father and then cut his hands off with a radio saw. I mean, this was on the headlines. We're driving back in. We picked up a paper. Osh was going out of business. The transparency thing was happening. This guy stabs his father and cuts his hands off. I don't know if it's that time of year. My daughter calls me and she says she's in the market in Albuquerque. She hears a screaming and yelling and she runs around. She's in her last 3 months of nurse training. I mean, plus she's worked emergency rooms before when she was working a medical assistant. She runs around a corner. There is a 3-year-old bleeding. The mom's holding it. The mom's screaming. The kid's, he's screaming. He's bleeding all over. A man in a wheelchair, a double amputee. This guy is over there pounding him, knocks him down. The wheelchair falls over. People are jumping on him. My daughter runs over, grabs the kid. She's stopping the bleeding. The child doesn't lose consciousness. About 3-inch gash in his head. The guy in the wheelchair had rolled up and hit the kid in the head with a hammer. He had seen the kid earlier on. He said the kid's staring at me, and he's a 3-year-old. And the mom says, she takes the child away. He rolls over to the hardware section. He picks up a hammer. He rolls back and smacks the kid in the head. Dad comes running up, hits the guy. Here come the cops, here come the paramedics, the whole thing. What is going on out there? What is going on out there that we've got people that roll up in wheelchairs and hit kids with hammers? And, you know, so you just have to think about this. You know, we think about all these things that are happening. You know, is there something going on? And she saw the guy being wheeled out later in his wheelchair, handcuffed to his wheelchair. She said there was just, you know, it was obviously there's something going on here, but a hammer from the hardware store. And he could have, you know, as it is, more people are killed with hammers and blunt objects than they are with any type of assault weapon here in the United States. And here's an example. And I just, you know, but these things happen. Anyway, we'll be right back. We're going to be talking the economics. We're going to be talking entrepreneurship here in Reading in the North State when we have the EDC here and Hope South. She's going to come back and talk to us. How do you get that job started? We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
James Gandolfini.
We are all devastated by this loss.
A family friend who says they hope to have the actor's funeral in New York next week. Fox News Radio's Courtney Walsh is live in Rome.
James Gandolfini died of a heart attack after a wonderful day exploring the city of Rome. Family spokesman Michael Cobalt elaborated.
He died of a heart attack of natural causes. The autopsy further states that nothing else was found in his system.
Doctors here battled for almost an hour late Wednesday night to revive the 51-year-old Emmy-winning soprano star. Gandolfini was in Rome sightseeing with his son before attending a film festival in Sicily. After a dinner in one of Rome's best restaurants, the 13-year-old called for help after his father collapsed in the hotel bathroom. Dave?
According to when they deliver their opening statements next week, prosecutors at George Zimmerman's murder trial will be allowed to say that he profiled Trayvon Martin, but they cannot say that that profiling was based on race. Zimmerman claims it was self-defense when he shot the teenager during neighborhood watch last year. And even then, there's the two brothers who used to be Border Patrol agents. They face up to 50 years in prison. It's sentencing today in San Diego. Raul and Fidel Villarreal convicted of smuggling hundreds of immigrants into the U.S. for money. Secretary of State John Kerry is headed overseas for a two-week, seven-country trip. It starts with talks on Syria's civil war, but there's a warning from Russia. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live on our Middle East Bureau.
Russia's foreign minister says the U.S. could derail any efforts to hold an international peace conference between the two sides if they continue to talk about a possible no-fly zone, and that sending weapons to the Syrian opposition is a big mistake. Russia's president also saying they're concerned that a political vacuum will emerge in Syria if President Assad leaves power, and that it could be filled by militants. The Russians say it's up to the Syrians to decide their own future. Dave?
And Emily, after all those big sell-offs on Wall Street, the Dow's up 46. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine. But she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. Visiting Angels assists adults nationwide to continue living at home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services provided up to 24 hours a day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. For senior home care you can trust, check out visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities available. Visitingangels.com.
This would have been a disaster. A near collision for two planes.
The incident happened June 13th in the skies above New York's John F. Kennedy and LaGuardia airports, which are about 12 miles apart from each other. In a statement issued to Fox, the Federal Aviation Administration confirms the ongoing investigation, stating that a Delta Airlines Boeing 747 arriving at JFK lost the required amount of separation with a Shuttle America Embraer E-170 taking off from LaGuardia. The two aircraft were turning away from each other at the point where they lost the required separation. Both aircraft landed safely. FAA regulations require that planes be separated by at least 3 miles or 1,000 feet in altitude. In New York, Laura Engel, Fox News Radio.
Two boats did collide on Lake Powell in southern Utah, and this morning divers will be out searching for two missing women. Another woman died when a motorboat crowded with people crashed into a houseboat and flipped. The driver and 11-year-old girl were airlifted to a hospital. Police in Chicago have released surveillance photos trying to find the three people who parachuted off the Trump Tower in Chicago.
All three men appeared to have what looked like a bag or backpack as they walked up a stairwell of the Trump Hotel and Tower.
One even wore a dress shirt and tie. It may have been a stunt for laughs, but Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy says security is a big concern.
We're always in contact with building owners regarding security, not just for incidents like this, but mostly regarding terrorism.
Chicago police say the men busted locks to get access to the roof and jump 92 stories. In Chicago, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
An even more daring thrill seeker is Nick Walenda. He's from a circus family full of risk takers, and Sunday he'll attempt to walk a tightrope across the Little Colorado River Gorge near the Grand Canyon, a third of a mile, without a tether, without a safety net. It'll be broadcast on live TV with a 10-second delay in case he falls like his famous grandfather Carl Walenda did during a 1978 stunt in Puerto Rico to his death. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for a wedding. You know, what happens when you have weddings in the family, you know, nieces, you know, she's got 12 dresses that she's taking down for 2 days. I have a pair of Levi's and a sports coat. 8:05 in the morning. It's June the 21st. It's a great day. It's going to be, in fact, how good a day is it going to be, Savannah?
It looks like it's going to get up to about 88 degrees today, so it's going to be a perfect Friday, it sounds like. Nice and sunny.
68 degrees right now. And this weekend, though, I think it's going to say it's going to be have some rain coming in this weekend, I think on Sunday and Monday.
Yep, on Sunday and Monday, but Saturday looks like it's going to be about 94 degrees and sunny.
Okay, and the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Ensemble Vineyards up toward Shingletown, a short drive out of Palo Cedro. Great food, great events up there. You need, you know, you want to have an event, have it up at Ensemble Vineyards. They've got a brand new pavilion up there that can just hold lots of people. Give them a call, 474-5546. Sporting clays, horseback rides, you name it, they've got it up in Ensemble Vineyards. 474-5546. Okay, let's go to Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are a little changed after an hour and a half of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 15 points at 14,774. The S&P 500 is up 2 points at 1590. And the NASDAQ composite is down 19 points at 3,345. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Microsoft down 26 cents at 33.24, Oracle off $2.78, trading at 30.41, Cisco down 8 cents at 24.35. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares positive 38 cents at 21.70, North Valley Bank up 3 pennies at $16.58, Bank of Commerce down 8 cents at $4.93. For commodities, gold is up $6 an ounce at $1,292. Silver is positive 1 penny at 19. Crude oil down $1.17, trading at $93 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Well, I'm glad you're there, Susan, because when you start talking, it's like, you know, I'm in another world. I'm glad that you and the other people down there can tell me which way to go here.
Great.
Thanks a lot. Hey, we have our Wells Fargo Market Minute on every morning, Friday, Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. All right, give them a call, 530-243-7561, or head on down to Park Marina Drive where they're at. Great people there giving great advice. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. Hope Seth is with us from the EDC. We're going to talk about entrepreneurs and why businesses can make it or not make it right here in Reading in the North State. We'll be right back after these messages.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses? Whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun, Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed, and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading's Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the people in sovereign minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle, an opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's, of course, getting ready for her, for a wedding, which entails taking 56 dresses, 46 pairs of shoes. No, I'm just kidding. But it's only like four dresses. But we're there for 2 days. You know, for people that are a little concerned that, you know, that where's Bad Bob? Well, Bad Bob is still with us, but we have hired as our newest production assistant, Savannah. And Savannah has been with us now for a couple weeks and is, we're making sure that she can do everything here. So she's on her own. And Bad Bob has taught her and he's done a great job. Savannah, how do you, doing okay?
I am doing wonderful. A couple mistakes here and there, but I'm getting used to it, I think.
Yeah, the only thing that we, you know, because tell you what, Bad Bob and Just Bob have been in this business for, you know, so many years, and they were doing it when they were, you know, Marconi had just started radio, and they do the same things that you do. So if that makes you feel any better. Anyway, Bad Bob will be back with us Monday, and Savannah's taking over our Saturday shows. And helping out with the baseball and any other thing that comes along Thursday nights with Linda. So, great. All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. They've been providing natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. They get all of their water out of the base of Mount Shasta and spring water from those natural springs. For more information, give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website, MountShastaSpringwater.com. I am joined today by Hope Seth. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about who Hope Seth is.
Well, thank you for having me this morning. I just recently joined the EDC within the last month here, and I came all the way from Jackson, Tennessee. That's Tennessee, not Mississippi. Many people think that's Mississippi, but there actually is a Jackson, Tennessee. It's right outside of Memphis, about an hour between Memphis and Nashville. And
I've been to Jackson, Tennessee a lot.
You have. Well, it's a great city. We lived there for 5 years, and I'm actually not new to Reading. My husband grew up here, and about 10 years ago, we left Reading to go to Tennessee.
You always come home.
You always come home. Absolutely. We weren't ever planning on coming home, much like I hear a lot of parents speak of their children now. But we are. We're back, and we're very happy to be back making the transition.
And you are – what's your title?
Sure. I'm the Director of Entrepreneur Development.
For the EDC?
Yes.
Okay. What exactly is the developer of – or the entrepreneurial developer do?
Sure. Well, one of the vision and the goal for this role here at the EDC is to really grow the economy from within. What you have found over the last several years, especially since the recession and coming out of the recession, is that recruitment and industry, it's more competitive than ever. And even with the economics of California, we find ourselves even a little bit more on the challenged side over here. And so there's a real effort to grow the economy from within, which is finding entrepreneurs, finding those who have ideas and who can really take them and scale them to a larger market.
Well, do you find it hard, Hope, because the CEOs of America have rated California as the worst place in the whole nation to start and have a business?
Right. So that
what
was,
do you do? How do you? What do you do when people go, well, what's this mean?
Right. So I think you have to look at, obviously, when there's regulation, you're, as an individual city, I think that you have to look at your local and your cities and figure out how can we be the best that we can be here regionally. And, of course, we're going to have those limitations and regulations placed on us by our state. But, you know, we still are – California is still the number one state for startups, for entrepreneurs, for new companies being started. Coming out from California is still number one.
Okay. Well, you know, I can see where you've got your, you know, you've got your work, you know, built for, I mean, you've got your work, cut out for you, because if people take a look at, the things that happen in the state and things that happen in the county, you've got to kind of find some ways of counteracting that. And it's one thing, is it easier to move somebody from another spot in California? Well, entrepreneurship means you're starting a new business, but does it also mean moving a business here that you have?
Absolutely. So,
okay.
So some of the work that has been happening in the last couple of years here in Reading on the entrepreneur side is that there are startup companies from the Bay Area, from Silicon Valley, that are growing, that we have connections with a venture capital firm that has brought their back end up here to Reading, and they are growing.
How many is that?
Very fast. How many companies?
Yeah, I mean, is
probably
a lot of
three
them?
Companies. And
well, that's good.
We have an incubator space that we put one of our companies in. They were expected to be there for a year, and they're moving out in two months.
What's an incubator space?
Yeah, so an incubator space is a space when what we did for this particular company was, especially at the startup, provide resources for them. So that may look like location. It may look like some utility and infrastructure assistance. It may look like mentoring. Is this a new plan?
Uh-huh.
I think it is within the last couple of years. It's an initiative to say we really need to grow.
I think that's a great idea. What I've been talking about for 3 years here and we've been all talking about this, is find people with great ideas and nurture them. And you go down to the colleges, the universities, or somebody in their garage. I'm going to give you storefront and electricity. Mm-hmm. You're not going to pay for anything. And at the end of the year, we'll see where you're at. If you get 25, 30 entrepreneurs in here, people from college, you know, just graduating, other people with great ideas. My goodness. What if one of them hits and it's a multi-million dollars, or 10 of them hit that hire 10 people a piece or 12 people a piece? I'm all for this incubation thing to help people get a start. I think it's great.
Absolutely. And where you find that incubation really serves the best and has the most impact is when you actually have a company that has an idea, that has already been working on that business. They have some customers, and then you come alongside them, and you not only bring in the resources, but you bring in mentoring. You bring in some business development as well. And those really help those companies accelerate at a faster pace.
Well, I think so, because they don't have that to worry about. And you say, oh, well, what about our taxes? Well, because this works, they're going to be paying a lot in taxes. They're going to be hiring people and all this. I think it's a great idea. Here, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to Hope about what makes a business succeed? What makes a business fail up here in the North State? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater sizzles with this year's Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center's Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's star performers include Dr. Richard Malucky, family practice physician, Scott Lewis of Placer Title, Aaron Rader of Rader Excavating, Natalie Buttonham from Sun Oaks Tennis and Fitness, retired broadcast executive Dee Domke, and Michelle Nystrom of O2 Staffing. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. 244-0118, extension 202. Join in the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Wind River Casino, Tuxedo Den, Reading Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Results Radio, Record Searchlight, and Five Star Bank. Vote early for your favorite dancer at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach. 68 degrees out there today. It's going to get up to 88. Tomorrow about 94. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors right here in town. They take care of all the North State, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. You need a car, truck, or SUV, new or previously owned, there. Go there. Have your neighbors make great deals for you, and their service department is second to none. 555 Cypress Avenue or 530-223-2177. Redding Crown Motors. Our guest is Hope Seth, who is the entrepreneurial director for the Economic Development.
Mouthful, isn't it?
Corporation.
Good job.
Okay, I'm trying. Anyway, she's here to help businesses get started. You know, we talk about businesses that make it, businesses that don't make it. What would you say the major cause for a business to make it, and then the major cause, a reason for them to fail?
Sure. So a lot of people, when they start out, they get an idea. They go, oh, this idea is great. This idea, there's not anything like it, or it's so innovative. And they go ahead and they start down that path. And that is definitely part of it. But, there are already a whole lot of ideas out there. So what is the ability to take that idea and turn it into successful business? I think first and foremost, it takes passion. As you know, and I know as a business owner, it doesn't just, you know, you don't just have the idea and then it just gradually goes up and up and up and up and up. And, it takes hard work. It's like giving birth to another child, and it takes 24/7. You're on call all the time. You don't work from 8 to 5. And it takes passion. It takes dedication. You have to really believe in what you're doing and have a sense of purpose of what you're doing to stay with it. Now, beyond that, it also takes customers.
Well, that's always good.
Customers are great. That's how you make money, right?
Well, we hope so, yeah. So in other words, you've got to pick the right business. I mean, coming up here and picking a certain business for the North State, and we've proven doesn't work, or even businesses that have been here for 20 years have all of a sudden started dropping off the map.
Right.
So why are they failing?
Right. So businesses tend to fail, especially when they haven't – new businesses. Let's talk about new businesses first, because I think that's a little bit different than established businesses. But new businesses oftentimes will fail first because they did not validate a demand. They did not really find out, is there a demand for this in our community? My husband and I were going to be transferring maybe our business from Tennessee to here to California. But we first need to get out here and find out, what's the opportunities? Is there an opportunity? How crowded is this marketplace? Are there 15 other people doing the same thing? Those are questions that really need to be asked in the beginning before you go out and you start a business. The other reason is they are just under capital.
So you were going to start a business out here?
Well, we have a business in Tennessee. My husband's still there, and
okay,
we're getting ready to sell it. But that's one thing that we're looking at. Another reason why businesses fail is that we've seen over and over is that they go in undercapitalized. They just do not estimate the cost that it will take for that first year of being opened. And they run out of money. And there's nothing worse than seeing a business open and then 6 months, nine months, a year later have to close.
I agree. I don't know how many businesses started about the same time we did 4 years ago. They probably aren't with us anymore. Mm-hmm. Still aren't with us. The older businesses that are failing, mm-hmm, what are some of the reasons for that? Is it just because newer, bigger businesses have come in and just kind of like overwhelmed the mom and pop stores?
Absolutely. And that definitely can happen. And once again, it goes down to a customer base. Once a bigger store comes in, or there becomes, you know, a saturation of the market, maybe four or five, you know, one person has an idea and then four or five people want to copy that idea, you're all competing for the same customers, and that makes it more difficult. The cost of business has increased too over the last several years. You have labor cost, as we were talking about earlier, that can add to that. So,
taxes. Let's see, what's the other one? Your employees get hurt.
Workers' compensation.
Workers' compensation. It's going up all the time. We're paying for this, for our taxes and all that. But then you see, you know, when you're, undercapitalization, seeing if they really want a business there. I was taking a small business course in San Diego. There was like 22 people, 25 people in there. And I was just figuring out, you know, how to write a business plan, all that. They said, what business do you want to have? What do you want to start? And out of that, say 20, 22 people in there, five of them out of that wanted to start a coffee shops. And I'm sitting there. I mean, I'm not, you know, the brightest, you know, light in the closet, I'm thinking to myself, gosh, you know, all of you people want to start the same business here. 25% of the people that were in there, maybe, you know, about that. So all wanting to start a coffee. And then when they were talking about it, they were all looking at each other. Like, and then the instructor said, this is one of the things, just like you said, you're going to get ready to start a coffee shop in a market that is getting quickly inundated, and you're going up against big guys here. So, you know, you might want to think about this. And then, you know, we talked about, you know, the financing of that. So
sure.
Absolutely. I believe what you're saying.
But what's encouraging here, for instance, is the Dutch Brothers story in this area. They went up against, I mean, you had a Starbucks on every corner, and they have really come in. And I'm really coming back to Reading. I am amazed at how many coffee shops are supported in Reading.
How about that? Well, you know, Chris is going to be on the show next week, Chris Reznor, and I hope his beautiful wife's going to be on. We're going to talk about that. So that was a great lead-in. But, you know, we've known Chris for a while, and it is, and his family, and it is a huge success. And they've gone against the big guys. Big guys have, you know, while you were gone, opened a number of Starbucks and shut them down,
mm-hmm,
here in town. While Chris is and Dutch Brothers and have increased.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I think once you get the good model.
Yep.
And you get the right people in it too. How important is that, is selecting those right people?
Absolutely. The right people are critical. As you know, that turnover cost, when you turn over employees, it takes a lot of time and money to bring in the right people. So hiring the right people on the front end cannot be underestimated.
Yeah, we can't even chase people away from here. So we just keep hiring people. What's the labor pool? I mean, we only got like a minute and a half.
Okay.
You know, people say, oh, we don't have a labor pool here, you know, because they're, you know, the people here are too dumb. We don't have a college. And I'm like, I don't understand why people would say that. I mean, you see these little nasty blogs. Mm-hmm. Do we have a labor pool here?
Oh, I definitely think so. I do. I think you have to look at what are the industries that you have and what are the industries that you're trying to attract. You know, you have a great medical industry here that has, you know, top-notch medical services, nursing. What kind of industries can come alongside that and spur up? Because you have a great talent pool there. You also have it. We're looking at a company that may bring tech support up here to Reading, because we actually have a lot of people coming in from outside the area who do have these skills.
Well, medical is big up here, and you know, and Simpson just expanded their nursing program, which
yes.
It's impossible to get into nursing programs anywhere, or it's very difficult, I should say. So we have that. I had somebody else from another business say, you know what, the training people get at Shasta College in electronics and this is perfect for his business. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't need a 4-year degree here. So we've got to kind of like find the businesses that fit into the North State. We're going to take a break here and, well, we've got, we're going to take a break here. And, when we come back, I want to talk about the steps it takes and what can, EDC do to help us start a business right here in Reading. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460.
Star of the Sopranos died of a heart attack.
The autopsy further states that nothing else was found in his system.
Family friend Michael Cobalt, Gandolfini's body, set to be flown back to the U.S. next Wednesday or Thursday. Reports out of Boston saying an arrest warrant has been issued for New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez in connection with a murder investigation.
This arrest warrant has been issued for obstruction of justice. Now, as you mentioned, Hernandez not believed to be home. We don't know where he is. We don't know if anybody will be coming to arrest him today or if he might turn himself in.
WFXT's Catherine Parada in North Attleboro, Massachusetts. And the former South African President Nelson Mandela is said to be improving, still though in serious but stable condition, battling a recurrent lung infection. Mandela, 94, hospitalized about 2 weeks ago. Fox News. We report, you decide.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Lighting
Fox
with NorCal
News
Firearms Construction and Sportsman's Warehouse.
News
having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com. Visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beattie, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It is 70 degrees, 8:34 in the morning, June the 21st. It's a Friday. Hey, we're going to be followed up this show with Outside the Wire with Paul Davis Roberts. This guy has been down in Central America researching ghosts in the supernatural. And he's going to be on. We're going to talk about, he's been down at this ancient Mayan city of Tikal. And there's ghosts. It's haunted. And we're going to talk about that and a few other things flying in the sky. That's Outside the Wire immediately following Free Fire Radio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. That's right. Man's last stronghold. You go in there on the TV, not to offend anybody, but Dr. Phil's not on Oprah, nor cooking shows. We have NASCAR. We have baseball. We have basketball in there. Great conversation, great people. Cypress Square Barbershop, right there in the Cypress Square Center. Let's talk about something else that's happening before we get back to our guest. Tomorrow at 12 noon at the VFW in Anderson, they're having their annual Korean Veterans Memorial Luncheon. It's a service luncheon. Guest speaker will be Rob Burrows, who is the director of the Northern California Veterans Museum and a great guy. Just retired from the Navy. And of course, it's hosted by Kim Chamberlain. And she is such a beautiful, kind woman who has supported veterans. You know, she is probably one of the supporters of veterans. When you think of somebody here in this whole community, I think of Kim Chamberlain. And they're going to be there with – she's associate member of the Korean Veterans Chapter. Her husband was a Korean veteran. You're going to get a great lunch there. And it's down at the VFW in the Anderson Post. It starts tomorrow at 12 noon. Please, if you get a few minutes, go on down there. You're just going to enjoy it. All right. Our guest is Hope Seth, the entrepreneurial director of the EDC. Right here in Reading. And we're going to talk about the tools you need to succeed or fail.
Yep, absolutely. So you, right before the break, you said, you know, what are the steps that it takes to start a business? If you wanted to start a business here in Reading. And, I would say that there's several resources available to you. Shasta College, I was just there a couple weeks ago at their business resource center, their entrepreneur center. And, they have some great resources to help you, just take an idea and evaluate it. Say, you know, is this an idea that could work here in Reading? Especially if you're looking for a lifestyle business, something that has a real local market, they're going to be great at helping you make out a plan, find out who your target customers would be, figure out your business model, make sure it can make some money in the meantime, and they'll be able to help you out. Some of the resources that the EDC has to offer, especially companies that maybe are not local in nature, maybe they're going to be national or regional, national, maybe even international. We actually have some real specialized resources to help those types of companies out, whether it's with trying to find out some incubator space, maybe it's some initial seed funding, maybe it's mentoring, those kind of things.
So if you've got a business that's established here, do you help people?
Yeah,
that way. Well, say I come over and say, hey, I'd like you to come over and take a look at our business plan and what we're doing. Do you all do that?
The EDC does not. The EDC really, our position in this is we are just wanting to help coordinate the infrastructure. We want everybody coming around to the table, everyone who can, who helps these entrepreneurs and these companies so that we can help really establish, the ecosystem.
Well, we got some good news today, right? The fact that they're going to be building, are they going to be training, new pilots out there?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
let's talk
about, if you have not heard that, I'm saving this for you. With IASCO. Okay, tell everybody what's going on out there.
Absolutely. IASCO is just a wonderful story. A little over a year ago or so, the founder of IASCO came to the EDC and said, you know, we're going to have to sell the company and it's going to probably leave Reading. And the EDC went ahead and began to coordinate some investors who went ahead and purchased IASCO. And now, a year and a half later, it is doing really well. It's a very vital piece to our airport, to what's happening out there at the airport. And they just recently entered into a contract with SkyWest to actually train commercial pilots here in Reading.
Isn't that great? You know, down in Prescott, Arizona is a aeronautical university, and I can't remember the name of it, but there's two of them in the United States. And the reason I like Prescott is they've got it's a small field, just like we have up here. And there's more takeoffs and landings there.
Yes, absolutely.
Than almost any major airport, because they are training all types of flight engineers, flight pilots, everybody. So they do a lot of flying up there. Is there any chance we could get, as we grow this, to have something like this happen?
Absolutely. One of the goals is accreditation, to be accredited in order to train more commercial pilots and airlines here in the United States. Our airport is ideal for that kind of work because of our weather. We have the more sunny days here than anywhere else. More flight days happen here in Reading.
Well, we got all the sun. We should be able to do that. You know, this is a great place to train people like that. And these are types of jobs that are low impact on the environment. They can be high paying jobs.
Yes.
We've talked about that. Why not take it to the next step? And if we're going to teach pilots and we're going to be teaching flight officers, why not mechanics, how to take care of these planes? I mean, I'm just thinking.
Yes.
What we could do in the future. I'm sure you already got that planned out and that you've already got major companies coming in here, Hope. We got to take a break here. I'm with Hope Seth, who's the entrepreneurial director. And I tell you what, if a can-do attitude, a great smile, and positive energy brings us business, just stand by. We're going to be standing in line as businesses are saying, can I have a place here? Can I have a place here? We'll be right back.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635. The Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This week, we welcome back Sam and Kate Call, the American business couple who were captured by Al-Qaeda in Libya before they miraculously escaped. They've got plenty more to share that you won't hear in the mainstream media. If you missed last Sunday's interview, catch it on our archive, then listen live this week for part two. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me.
But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Good morning. Welcome back. Is something going to happen with this? Like, bum, 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 bum. Oh, no. Okay, Savannah. That was, you know what? I'm expecting bang, bang, bang out of you. Come on. I'm expecting big, you know, and that sounds like something they're walking down the aisle. Savannah.
In my defense, some of these songs are a little bit out of my generation, so I'm...
You know, excuse me, but that was why you were hired. Is that, you know, you just dropped the average age in here by 10 years when you walked in. So, okay. Anyway, Savannah, you're doing a great job. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Is the price competitive where you are? Do they give senior and veterans discounts? Is it family owned and locally operated? All of this is Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. My guest is Hope Seth, entrepreneurial director over there at EDC. And we've had Mark on several times. And we've been led down the road. I'm gonna bring it up because somebody should, about Stillwater. We've been led down the road, and this is not your area, so I'm not gonna ask you questions, but here's property that we spent a lot of money on. And I know they've been working this for years. It seems like we get close and we get kissed on the cheek and then they run away. Do you see anything happening with this in the future? I mean, generally, I know this isn't your area here, but are people starting to like maybe nibble again up there?
Yeah, I've heard of a couple things of people kind of coming back around, maybe that had looked at it right before the recession hit and, you know, they're coming back around now looking at it again. And I think that happens.
All right. Well, you know, businesses and this, are you seeing people, y'all put things together for people like mm-hmm. this? And you as the entrepreneur director of this, have you got ideas specifically that you could approach people on or groups of people that would bring them up here? Have you putting together? I know you haven't been here a long time, but putting together plans like that.
Kind of like
that,
recruiting.
Yeah, you're like we're recruiting groups of people.
Sure. Well, I know that we have another company that is in the process of being recruited here to the Reading area from the Bay area. They are our startup company. Uh-huh. And the great thing about startup, you know, 95% of job growth in America comes from small business and startup companies.
Absolutely.
Only 5% comes from growing large corporations.
You would think the government back in D.C. and Sacramento would understand this. Of course, mm-hmm. they don't. Yeah, small businesses, most of the jobs, job growth, economy is based on small business.
Absolutely. So cities will be competitive when they can find a way to support these small businesses starting and growing and laying the future. You know, one of the things that we're also doing is trying to coordinate how are we seeding the future? How are we planting seeds for the kids coming up in grade school right now in junior high? How are we going to make them prepared and skilled for what we're looking at doing here in Reading?
Well, when we start talking about that, we start talking about schools and education. The schools in Reading have a very high graduation rate. Going on beyond and graduating from college, though, is not as high. The trade schools, though, do we need to leverage our the community college that we have here in Shasta? Is that into more of to say, hey, we need to add classes in this and this and this because we don't have a 4-year university? And you need a 4-year university. I'm not sure. You got Chico down the road here; they can move, but. Having a certain parts of the community college saying we can teach advanced courses here.
Right. So one of the things that you see popping up all over the country are coding academies, coding schools that are really here to teach kids all the way from 6 years old through adulthood how to program, how to code. Technology is really going to be a key driver in the future economy. And so by preparing, it's not hard. It's not hard at all, but it just takes some exposure. It takes some classes. And these are things that kids already like doing. And so that's one way that we can begin to lay the groundwork for tomorrow.
Are there schools like that here in town?
I actually just came across a business, and this is their first summer doing it. They're doing it through the Parks and Recreation, but they're teaching children how to build Lego robotics. And the founders are great. They actually come from the Silicon Valley. She worked with eBay when eBay was a startup. And they're teaching kids starting this fall how to do some programming and coding. And we really hope to come alongside of them and help
when
them
eBay
grow.
When eBay was a startup.
Could you imagine?
Does she have, like, stock in eBay?
You know, we didn't get to that part in our conversation on our first meeting.
When she picked you up in the Rolls Royce or the Ferrari and drove you around?
No, she seemed pretty
normal.
Pretty normal.
Okay, but see, they started that through the Parks and Recreations. That's great. You know, see, these are things that people need to know about. And we need to get the word out for that, that, you know, you can start teaching your kids these things. Because, frankly, I don't think you're too old ever to learn these. I mean, Linda bought me an iPad for Father's Day. And I carry around with my, it's military spec carrier, you know, so when I drop it, it won't break right away. But right now I can do, I can do some things on it, but a 10-year-old mm-hmm. could probably give me classes on this right now.
Right. It's so instinctual to them. My 9-year-old has been asking to build an app. These are all things that seem like they may not have significance right now, but it's really
can
laying
your 9-year-old
the future.
Can your 9-year-old build an app?
Not yet. We got to get them in this class.
Will this class teach them how to build
This class will. They're also doing some stop motion animation, and they're doing it all through a program that was developed by MIT called Scratch. And it's just a great, fun way for kids to be exposed to it. And we really hope to come alongside them and help them take off here in Reading.
So if I send Savannah to this class, will she be able to build us an app at the end of the summer?
Well, sure, probably so. She seems pretty smart.
We got to take a break here. I'm talking to Hope Seth, who's the entrepreneur director of the EDC, and she's got a lot of good information. This one right here is, if you got a place for your kids, you know, you wonder what to do with your kids this summer, besides just let them go slide down the slides at water park, this might be a good thing to do, and, you know, that will start them on a road that they could be the next eBay at some point. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jana from Vintner Cellar in downtown Reading. I'm proud to announce that our ever so popular Christmas in July sale is right around the corner. Stop by and find out more about winemaking with your friends and how to save during our annual sale. The sale comes only once a year and will end on July 31st. I would also like to invite you and your friends to join us for our upcoming wine tour to award-winning DeCaro Cellars and Wildcard Brewery. This tour will be held on June 29th and usually sells out fast, so call today to reserve your seats. Finally, I would like to announce that our beautiful tasting room is now available for your next event. Birthday parties, girls' night out, business meetings, reunions, or just because. Call today to reserve your next party. Call 222-WINE or email us at info@222wine.com to find out more details. There are so many reasons to gather with friends and cheers at Vintner Cellar. Hope to see you soon.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindelalis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:55 in the morning, our last segment. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to get hot. It's going to get hotter. It's not going to stop being hot. It's just going to keep getting hotter. How hot? Hot. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Good people there. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, or give them a call again, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. If you're listening, you want to go to a baseball game, that's right, tomorrow night, a home baseball game for the Colt 45s. I've got two tickets for free. Give us a call at 605-4567, and you can go to the game and see the Tigers play, or you can listen to it tomorrow night on KCNR 1460. We broadcast every home game. So if you want this, it's a $5 value for each ticket. And plus you get a $5 off any purchase of $20 or more at Bleachers. So if you want one of these tickets, give us a call. All right. Let me see where we got. Oh, tomorrow again, we got Dancing with the Stars. We've also got the VFW is having, the Korean veterans are having their annual thank you for your service luncheon. Guest speaker Rob Burrows. It's going to be at the VFW Anderson Post in Anderson at 12 noon. At 12 noon, it's hosted by Kim Chamberlain. So please give them a call. Give them a, you know, check it out. It's a great, great, great event. You're going to see a lot of great things happening there. The food is just outstanding. And of course, tomorrow evening, Dancing with the Stars, all the proceeds there go to help the Women's Refuge and the Family Justice Center. Okay. Hope Seth, Entrepreneur Director for the EDC. We've got like 4 minutes left. Last thoughts.
Yeah. So, just so that your audience knows that this, a technology that the company is called I Build It Reading, and they can go online and find them. Their classes actually are all full. In fact, they have a waiting list that's twice the size of their classes. So I think that shows there's a pretty good demand here. But they could go to the website, look it up, and if they wanted to hear more from them and more about kind of what we're doing as the EDC and this whole entrepreneur development, we have an event coming up September 27th. It's called Game Changers. It's really for the community, just to share with the community who are these startups that are here in Reading and what are we doing to really grow the economy from the entrepreneur side.
Well, great. You know, I think that future of Reading is growing the business. Too many times we see these places that we've known, and I've only lived here 6 years, that I see these places that I know are going away. I'm seeing new places though that are starting and they're thriving. We love that. But we need to keep growing here. We can't rely on the government moving more jobs here. We can't rely on just the medical facilities and that. We've got to grow businesses. And it doesn't mean we need 1,000 job, you know, business walking in here. We need a number of businesses that can grow and grow and grow. By the way, one of the firearms companies moved from Connecticut to South Carolina this week. And another very large company, their Stag Arms, is looking either moving to South Carolina or Texas. So the ramifications of laws is starting to come across there. Those are two big. I doubt if they would move to California. I mean, I wouldn't move to California if I was a weapons, if I made firearms. Anyway, but you know, Hope, it was really great getting to know you today and seeing what you want and what your plans are and how you are working to build our community. And I think it's great. If there's any time you want to come back on, you've got something coming on, like you said, the game changers. And when's that going to be?
September 27th at the Civic.
Well, before that happens, you need to come on and bring in a couple speakers and we talk about this and we get people down there. I know there's people out there with money available that they're trying to find the right business, mm-hmm. Here that they can invest in.
Absolutely.
So it's somewhat difficult at times. Okay, see what else do we have here? We have people calling. Okay, I think that's about it. Following this show will be, of course, Outside the Wire. We got Paul Davis Roberts on it, who's spent time in Guatemala and at the Mayan cities. We're going to be talking supernatural events, things in the air, things that are happening. They're the most haunted structures in Central America for Outside the Wire, because that's what we do there. On Outside the Wire. We get out there and talk UFOs and Lemurians and mediums and all that. Anyway, join us right after Free Fire Radio. And have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. Don't forget the game, the baseball game tomorrow night at Tiger Field. And it's always the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Amid the firestorm over government surveillance, President Obama sits down with a government panel designed to focus on privacy issues. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
This will be the first time the president has ever met with the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board, which was created on the recommendation of the 9/11 Commission about 10 years ago. Lanny Davis, a former member of the board, says it has been underutilized, that it took almost 2 years for the president to nominate members to the board.
It's a bit late in the day. I'm sorry he didn't do it earlier. Congress shares the responsibility, but now is not too late for them to do a very valuable service.
Davis says the president now needs to allow the board the power to do some real oversight. Meanwhile, later today, President Obama is expected to nominate James Comey to be the next FBI director. Lisa?
Mike, the Senate continues its debate on immigration reform. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
And the focus right now is on the still-being-written Surge Amendment, more spending on border security, and beginning the